for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, July the 5th, 2019. Carla B. Todd is the speaker of the service teaching on Equipping and Perfecting the Saints. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And before I could scream or anything, the speed of light, that crocodile was up on that deck and had eaten a man whole. Gulp. One bite removed the man. And I knew the man represented a leader. Okay? And then when the man went down with the crocodile, the people scattered. And I'm standing there frozen in fear. I mean, terrified. Because now the crocodile's back in the water and he's looking at me. And I was just like, I knew that it wouldn't do any good to run. I'd seen the thing move. I'm next on the menu. That's all I could think about. But in the next, like from terror to this next thing, it was like something came inside of me and filled me up. And my arm flew out. And I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And when I did that, the crocodile rolled over dead. See, he's teaching me how to address the enemy. You better learn how to address the enemy. You know, we Texans, we carry guns. I don't have one. My husband does, but he didn't have it on him tonight. So, but people always talk about Texans and their guns, you know. And Mike would really like for me to have. I travel a lot, you know, so he thinks it would be wise for me to have a gun. I'd be like Barney Fife. I'd probably end up shooting myself in the foot, you know. I don't like loud, abrupt noises. I hate fireworks. I hate guns. I hate anything like that. So, but this, you know, it's the finger of God. He always says, don't point. I said, I can't help it. It's there. But really and truly, if you're ever in a situation, that needs the first thing out of your mouth. I've been teaching my granddaughter this forever. If anybody approaches you to harm you, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Frank Marzullo Sr. told a story about being in a meeting in this huge magnification thing. Goliath walked in the back door. And Frank Marzullo was a little slight guy. He was little, short. But he had a voice of a 10-foot man. And the man came in and sat down, and he was angry. He was an angry man. And at one point in the meeting, he got up, and he was charging, not running, but walking with the purpose to kill up the middle aisle. And Frank did that. And the man, it was like he hit a plexiglass wall, he said, and fell on the floor and couldn't get up. You have power in the name of Jesus, which is exactly what David said to Goliath. You come with a sword and a shield. I come in the name of the Lord God of hosts. See, he didn't have a Bible to say, you know, Jesus said, in my name you shall. But he knew God. And you know what the word says? I don't have this one in my notes either. But it says, those who know their God shall be strong and do, it's got exploits in there. That's not in the original text. It's strong and do. That's what we need to do. We need to start doing. I say this not disrespectfully. I bet God likes Nike t-shirts and stuff. Just do it. You know, just do it. If we would be so surprised if we would just do it. I taught this at the... I was in Beverly Hills at a converted Muslim church. The pastor had a jail ministry, and he heard You know, I'm talking about warfare and binding and loosing and casting out demons. And one day the jail called him and said, I need you to come down here. We got a situation. One of the inmates has lost his mind. He's going crazy. All the other inmates are against the wall trying to stay away from him. He is wild. So the pastor went, and he said, when I got there, the guy's name was Michael. And so he says to him, Michael, come over here and let me pray. Oh, it's expletives. He's cussing him out. He's wild and out of his mind. And he said, I thought about what you said. So I just bound that demon of violence and, you know, started calling it what it does. You know, you see an apple tree. You know why we call it an apple tree? It has apples. You do the same thing with a demon. You demon of violence, I bind you in the name of Jesus. He did it. He just did it because nothing else was working. And guess what? The man immediately went and sat down in a chair. He said, I was surprised. All the inmates were surprised. I think even the guy was surprised. I don't even think he knew what happened. But listen, we need these tactics. We need... Why do you think, I tell people all the time, if we weren't going to need to have power over all the power of the enemy, then why did Jesus give it to us? Why did he give it to us if he was going to do it all? No. He gave it to us. He's waiting. What does it say? And I'm thinking about Glenn right now because this was one of his pet peeves when people would talk about being the manifested sons of God. And it, not in a bad way. I don't mean that. I just mean every street person is not going to be a manifested son of God, even though some may claim to be. But it says in Romans, I think it's chapter 8, that all of creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. You know why? Because they will know the power that has been given to them, and they will use it. You know, if you think about it, a tornado is painful to the things on the earth. I mean, I know trees are not people, and if I cut a tree, it's not, oh, I know it's not, but it's a living thing. And you let a tornado come through, it rips off every leaf, breaks the limb, maybe pulls it out of the, I mean, yes, all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we can take dominion over tornadoes. We've heard testimonies here about people telling the tornadoes to go back, and they did. I mean, I remember a story Glenn told one time, and there was this, like, an infestation of locusts or grasshoppers or something, remember? And he said he went with his daddy, and his daddy walked the perimeter of their farm and declared that they could not pass this line that he declared. And after the thing came and went, he went out there, and they were piled up at that line that he said, you cannot pass this line. That is powerful. And we need these things. And in the days coming, we're going to need these things. So beware distractions. Don't let the devil distract you. We need to stay focused. When I ask God, what is the interpretation of that dream, Lord? I mean, I like this, and it worked. But what does the dream mean? Beware distractions. You don't take your eyes off of something. If God's got you focused on something, I know I did a teaching here one time, and we don't need to get into what it was about, but I was challenged before I got to the back door. And this fellow said, I've studied this out extensively. I want to send you my notes so you can learn what I have learned. And I said, sir, if I do that, I'm going to have to walk away from what God has called me to be focusing on right now. And I'm very careful about that. Save your notes. Give them to somebody else. It was already an established thing. You know, when God establishes a thing, I know this is the way it is, once he establishes it for me, it is established. I'm immovable. And although I do always say to the Lord, if I'm wrong about this, Lord, correct me, because I know I'm held accountable for the things that I say to y'all. I don't want to get in trouble with God. I want to be a good steward of the word. Okay, so this spirit of magnification, he wants you to think that your problems are insurmountable. There's nothing will ever change. He wants to have you in despair and hopelessness. He wants you to believe that nothing is ever going to change. And that is a lying spirit. You know what a lying spirit is? It's a spirit, naturally, that lies to you. It also is a spirit that could be inside of you that causes you to lie and then believe the lie. That's a terrible thing. But we're not supposed to believe the lies of Satan. So like I said a while ago, when he comes to you with a lie, nothing's ever going to change. That's a lie. I bind that lying spirit right now. I command you to shut up and go in Jesus' name. That's how you take that thought captive. That's the thing you're going to have to start exercising in order to bring those things, those vain imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You're going to have to take those things captive quickly. You can't even think about them, because once you do, the process starts. And once you get to the end of that, you're just sliding off, you know, and then you're really in a pit, and when you didn't have to be there. That's the shame of it. He wants to make you withdraw. He wants to isolate you. That's really his plan, is to isolate you so he can kill you. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to lose your ability to fight. He wants you to see yourself as a failure. Ineffective, no power, powerless to do anything. And then you become kind of like Mephibosheth. Y'all know the story? That's a pitiful story. He was the heir to the king. He was, this story is in 2 Samuel chapter 9, if you want to read it for yourself. He was Jonathan's son. You know, David and Jonathan had a good soul tie. They were knit together, it said. They loved each other as one. They loved each other as much as they loved themselves. And so this is the grandson, and David was looking for somebody in Jonathan's family that he could bless. Now, David's the king. He wants to bless somebody in David's family. And Mephibosheth was the only person that he could find. The problem was, now he lived on the property that he had inherited, but guess what? It says he was lame in his feet, but that was not only a physical condition, he also had a spiritual condition of lameness. He saw himself when David called for him. What would he want an old dog like me? I'm just an old dog, you know? Inferior, not important. But the fact of the matter is, the blessing that David had for him was to restore to him his inheritance. He had forfeited his inheritance by being lame. You know what that means? Inactive, unable, crippled, paralyzed. All of those things can be spiritual things too. And so Ziba, who was meant to be his servant, had 15 sons and 20 servants, and they took over his inheritance, his home, his property, his goods, and he just sat there feeling hopeless and helpless. Jesus came to restore our inheritance to us. You know, the way it was before sin came into the garden and changed everything. That's what he wants us to have. I honestly believe that the Garden of Eden is in heaven, because it says that he put seraphim to block the way to the tree of life. And in Revelation it says that the tree of life is in the midst of the paradise of God. Interesting. I believe it's in heaven. And it says that at the end, he's going to bring a new heaven and a new earth, and it's going to descend from above. And I honestly believe it's the Garden of Eden. He's going to restore the Garden of Eden to us, where we can live forever in his presence. eat from all the trees of the garden. No sickness, no pain, no tears, like just like it was before Adam and Eve sinned. Isn't that wonderful? I'm excited about that. It is our inheritance. And yet, okay, it says in Matthew 11:12 about the inheritance. It says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist. Why? Because he came proclaiming the one who would come. That's why the trouble started then. Satan knew, he's going to have to deal with this Christ, this one that is coming. But this is what I want you to hear. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. That word means trouble and pressure. Anybody here have experience with trouble or pressure? Remember, he's making war with the saints. Then it says, and the violent, and that word, the definition is the vitally active, energetic, and forceful. Vitally active. Energetic and forceful in spiritual things, not just exercising and playing ball and basketball. That's not what he's talking about. Vitally active, energetic, and forceful. Take it by force. That doesn't mean we use violence, but that violence, which means vitally active, energetic, and forceful, the word force means going after it and not stopping until you attain it. That's where I'm at now. I'm hard-pressed to have my inheritance. And I want you to have yours too. You know, we sing that song, Went to the Enemy's Camp. I was standing about where Marilyn's sitting when we were singing that song one year. And I just stopped and I thought, I'm listening to what I'm saying. I went to the enemy's camp, took back what he stole from me. And I'm standing there and Satan has ripped me off big time. And I'm wondering, is there an enemy's camp? If there is, where is it? And how would we get there? And how would we get our stuff back? And you know, I was praying one day in my house and he gave me an open vision. I mean, it was as big as the sky. I saw the windows of heaven. And guess what, people? They're open. Wide open. And God is continually pouring out his blessings, his blessings. But guess what? Here's the flip side. Satan posts a big old demon right under those windows. And it's standing there catching all this stuff. And the blessings are different for each of us. Our blessings are not all the same. They're blessings. They're good things. But anyway, this demon is catching them. And then he's doing like this, like a big funnel, and pouring it all over here into the enemy's camp, which is just to the left and under the wind is a blessing. And Satan is standing there picking his teeth and laughing hysterically because he's been robbing from God's people for years and we haven't even known it to do anything about it. Well, I'm telling you, when I saw that, I said, no way, Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I render you powerless. I command you to lose every single thing you've stolen from Mike and me and my family. And then one day I said, and all our ancestors too that got stolen from. And I call it into the household of Utah. I command the harvesting angels to go out and get it. And you big old deep move in Jesus' name so all the rest of God's people can have their blessings. It's a real thing. I sat down and made a physical list. And I guarantee you every single thing, almost, I'm still waiting on a couple to manifest, but I know they're coming. They're coming. Amen. I have the assurance that they're coming. It's amazing. So do that. Think about the things that Satan has stolen from you. Make a list and go get it. That's one of the if we have power of all, power of the enemy, well, let's put a stop to that. Let's put a stop to it. Go get your stuff. You know, it's not about stuff. But if it belongs to me, I want it. By golly. And I'm not willing to sit like Mephibosheth and let them have it. Are you?
No.
No. Jesus came to restore that to us. Luke 10:19. Again, Jesus said, let me turn to it. I know it by heart, but I'm going to read it to you. And you can write these down and go look at it for yourself, because you need to know these things. Behold, that means it's important. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. All the power that the enemy has. We have more. You know why? Because God is greater. You know, one time someone said, how do you know that, I was talking about a particular thing. Well, where is that in the Bible? It was about warfare, witchcraft things. I said, you know, you won't find those things particularly in the Bible. But a lot of things that we have learned in warfare is from people who came out of the kingdom of darkness. Now they're serving God, and they tell us their secrets. So when I pray warfare, those secrets that I know about, I come against them. I bind them. I break the power of them in the name of Jesus, because we have power over all His power. So this is what we need to remember. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's all spiritual. The only flesh that we really wrestle with is our own. And He's given us power over that too. So I said all of this to say the same thing that Jesus said to Peter. And I'm going to say it to the saints tonight. And that is in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. I found myself sending these verses out a lot, because Jesus said, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold. Here again, behold. This is important. So saints, behold. This is important. Satan has desired to have you. Yeah? He's after us. That's the war. He is our enemy. And people say, well, I don't think I've done anything that would actually, you know, make a witch put a curse against me. You don't have to. You are in war. If we all joined the United States Army today, we would have on a uniform. Well, guess what? You're wearing one. It's called a robe of righteousness. And the demons see it. And the devil knows that you belong to God. And he is going to do everything he can to mess with you and destroy you if he can. I'm letting you know that so that you can, hey, put on your armor and start using the things that he has given us to overcome the enemy. So he said, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. I studied that out one time. It doesn't just mean like we have our little sifter and do. No, it means pulverize. It means beat. It means, I mean, he's ruthless. I just had a thought. My middle name is Ruth. My kids told me one time, you're ruthless. And I can be when it comes to the right thing. Okay. But Jesus said, but I have prayed for you. Jesus is standing as our advocate. He prays for us, y'all. He prays for us. Jesus is praying for you that your faith faileth not. That's what he's praying, that our faith faileth not. And I love this. That's why I send it out so much. And when you are converted, that means when you get to the other side of this thing, when you're all better, when you're able to stand up again, when you're able to have joy again, when you are restored back to a right spirit and everything, he says, strengthen thy brethren. You know, this is why we can give thanks in all things. Does it bring me joy, the things that have happened in my life? No. Those things were never planned by God. They were not God's will, but God won't waste anything. Because it says, all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord, those that are called according to His purpose. So, Satan desires to sift you. All of the problems that you're sitting with right now, even I have some too, is because Satan desires to sift us. But Jesus is praying for you that your faith faileth not. Don't let Satan cause you to lose your faith, to think it's hopeless, that nothing can change, that God, even God can't fix this. You know, there are people who the lying spirit tells them that and they believe it. And when you are converted, when you get to the other side, strengthen your brethren. It's 2 Corinthians 1:4. I'm going to read it. It's not in my notes either, but it's a good one. It's along the same lines. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. I say to people sometimes, you know, when the disciples were in the boat and that storm blew up, they were scared they were going to die. Jesus is asleep. They wake him up. Don't you care? Don't you care? We're dying here. And so what did he do? He spoke to the winds and the waves, and they obeyed him. And they're like, what manner of man is this? Yes, it's shocking. But he gave that to us. He gave that to us. Dominion over the fowl of the air, over everything that moves upon the earth, every creeping thing, and over all the earth. Weather happens on the earth. So start practicing. I mean, most of the things that I have experienced, I thought, I'm just going to try this. And it would work. I mean, it's amazing. It's, you know, my brother, when I tell him things that have happened that are so amazing, one thing happened, and I'm not going to go into it, but it had to do with Mike and me and something wonderful. And he says, I bet Mike thinks you're a witch. And I said, what? That makes me mad. You know what you're telling me? You understand the powers of darkness better than you understand the powers of God. That is a shame. And Christians do. We understand, you know, we almost, you know, you don't believe it's real. A lot of people think, oh, that's just something in the movies. But you know how it works. You know magic. You know things like this. But no, why do we not know the power of God? I want to encourage you to begin to ask God to show you these things that He's given us. Don't let them go to waste. Okay, so saints, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but Jesus is praying for you that your faith faileth not, and when you get to the other side, strengthen your brethren. Everything I teach has come out of the sifting. Because God doesn't waste anything. And now I want to strengthen my brethren in the same way that He has strengthened me. Like that scripture says, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort that we were comforted with. Isn't that awesome? That's what He wants us to do. Now I'm going to repeat to you what Peter tells us in John 10:10. He says, and this is the last scripture, John 10:10. And we all know this scripture too. The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He's all about life. Jesus is all about life. Okay? So, who better to tell us that than Peter? Because he got sifted. But guess what? He got to the other side. And now he's strengthening us with those words. Okay? So I want to lead us through a prayer. Why don't y'all just stand up? Because I know you are tired of sitting. I'm calling y'all into active duty. Tonight, active duty. Father, repeat, Father, forgive me for not standing in the power and authority you've given me. Forgive me for being lazy, letting Satan take over my inheritance. Forgive me,
forgive me.
For not entering the fight.
For not entering the fight.
Forgive me,
forgive me.
For letting Satan
bully me.
Forgive me,
forgive me.
For expecting you to do
what you've given me
the power and authority to do. Okay, so right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear. It is written, He has not given us the spirit, not a spirit, but the, because He is an entity. Fear is an evil spirit. It is an entity, and it is alive and well in too many Christians. So I bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the authority that Jesus Christ has given me to cast out devils. And you devil of fear, get out. Get out of the children. Get out of the adults. I command fear to come out of your blood, come out of your bones, come out of your organs in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, the spirit of fear, fright, terror, horror, anxiety attacks, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Leave God's people now. Come out of their digestive systems. Fear, come out of their blood pressure. Fear, come out of their bowels in the name of Jesus. All fear spirits, you go in the name of Jesus. Dread, the spirit of dread. Dreading having to do whatever it is you're dreading to do. I bind that spirit of dread and command it to go in the name of Jesus. All intimidation, get out. Feeling inferior, feeling like you have no power. All the spirits of the grasshopper spirits, all the fainting spirits, the spirit of cowardice, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All fainting spirits, falling away, shirking back, shrinking, I bind you in the name of Jesus and command you to go. I bind the spirit of irresponsibility. Well, that's not my responsibility. I just don't feel like doing that. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus of irresponsibility. I bind the spirit of inferiority. Well, I'm just nobody. I'm not even worthy to be breathing the air I breathe. Let me tell you something. If you're a Christian and you think that you're not worthy, I'm sorry, that is a slap in Jesus' face. He made you worthy. You have no worthiness on your own, but if you have accepted Him, He made you worthy just like Adam made you a sinner. Okay?
Yes.
Never, ever say that. That's one thing that it just really bothers me. And when I hear preachers sometimes, I'm not even worthy to stand here. Well, sit down then. That's what wants to come out of me. I'm sorry. That is an insult to our God. So I bind that spirit of inferiority and unworthiness. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Take a deep breath. Push that thing out. All those great clothes, I'm stripping them off right now so that you can go free. I command the spirit of lameness. I just can't be in spiritually paralyzed. I bind that and break its power and command it to come out of you. All those spirits of deep sleep, stupor, sleepwalking through life, I command you to wake up in Jesus' name. Wake up. All sleep spirits, stupor spirits, lazy spirits, slothful spirits of rebellion and stubbornness, I bind you and break your power and command you to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hiding. You know, people don't, oh, I don't want to give the devil any credit. I might mention his name because, you know, he might come pay attention to him. Hey, he's after you whether you talk about him or not. You better start talking at him in Jesus' name. I bind all of those that are going AWOL. If you're running out of the fight, the army of God, I call you back into active duty now in the name of Jesus. And missing in action, I bind those spirits that want to go missing in action. You just don't want to do the fight. In Jesus' name, I command that to get out of you. All spirits of ignorance of His devices, ignorance of His Word. You better get in the Word. It says in Hebrews 4:12, one of the things that the word is, it is a discerner. We need discernment.
Yes.
If you need discernment, get in the word in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of the spirit of magnification that's working in your life, causing your problems to be bigger than God. I break that in the name of Jesus. You spirit of magnification, I take the sword of the spirit and shatter that magnifying glass now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of denial, denying even who you are and whose you are and the work that he's given you to do. Not wanting to fulfill the call of God on your life. I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. All deception, all that as children, to and fro, chasing after every wind of doctrine. Listen, signs are supposed to follow us. We're not supposed to follow after signs. They should be following you. I come against all the spirits of distraction, everything that is distracting you from the call of God on your life. I break the power of that spirit of distraction. I command it to go now in Jesus' name. I loose upon you the ability to focus. I bind arrested development right now that people have suffered through trauma in their childhoods. It's even generationally inherited. Arrested development. I speak to your minds right now. Put your hand on your head. I speak to the brains and the chronological age that you are. I command your brains supernaturally right now, Lord. Bring those brains and their minds and their emotions and their spiritual walk into manifestation. I call it to manifest. The age that you are, all those childishness and foolishness and immaturity, I bind the spirit of immaturity. You go now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bind that deaf and dumb spirit that comes with the bastard curse. I command it to go right now. All the spirits that are not worthy to be loved, that lying spirit that says you don't even deserve to be loved. You shouldn't even be here. You would have been better off if you'd have never been born. I bind those spirits right now. I command you to shut up and go in the name of Jesus. We are sons and daughters of God. And I loose the reality of that in your life. I come against all deception. All deception, all the lies that you've been told and believing the lie and being deceived. I bind the spirit of deception. I command it to be broken off of your life now in the name of Jesus. Lying spirits, believing the lie, telling lies, telling yourself a lie and believing the lie. I bind that and break its power off of you right now in the name of Jesus. In the spirit of the bully. Satan is a bully. He's a bully. You need to stand up to him, find him, break his power, command him to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that we are more than conquerors. We already have the victory, but there is a fight to be fought, or he wouldn't have given us these things to do it with. So enter the fight. I'm calling you into active duty tonight in the army of God. In the army of God. Thank you, Lord. Say,
thank you, Lord,
that you have given me power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing by any means shall harm me in Jesus' name. Now, I loose upon the people tonight, Lord. I loose upon them the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. You know, he is a God of war. Because he knows the war. That's why he's helping us in the war. I loose upon you might and power. I loose upon you that force, that thing in you that will go after everything that belongs to you, and you will not stop until you obtain it. I loose upon them that fervor and that fire and that fight, the spirit of fight, the spirit of the warrior in Jesus' name. And Lord, I bring them to the enemy's camp right now. Every one of my brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring them to the enemy's camp. And just, I command you, Satan, to loose everything that you've stolen from me. If it's health, wealth, happiness, obedience, joy, whatever he has stolen, you loose it now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send out the harvesting angels to bring it into our household. Even our ancestors who were stolen from. We don't know the inheritances that have been stolen from us. It's not about stuff and money. But listen, we need those resources to further the kingdom of God. God doesn't mind you being rich as long as, you know, when they came out of Egypt, they brought all the wealth with them. But what did God do with that? He used the gold and the silver and the fine fabrics to make the tabernacle and the chalices and the candlesticks and everything that was used to worship God. It was for His kingdom. His kingdom. Okay? I break off of them right now, Satan. Violence and destruction. I break the curse of death that you have assigned to every one of them. And I speak life. Lord, your word says that if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, well, does it? I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay. Then it will quicken your mortal body. That's your flesh and blood. You got weakness in your body? Start speaking a quickening to your body. Start speaking to those spirits of infirmity. You diabetes, I command you to get out of me in Jesus' name. I command diabetes to leave right now. High blood pressure, cancer, tumors, cysts, hernias, eye problems, digestive problems, acid reflux, cancers of all kinds. Jesus shed every drop of His blood. Our inheritance is to have healing. I speak healing right now. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. It belongs to you. Go after it. It don't stop till you get it. The doctors cannot cure you. No. He gave us what to do if we were sick. Start doing what the Word says and start receiving your miracles in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you. I just speak vitality, energetic, help me, what is it? The vitally active, energetic, and forceful. I loose that on them right now to enter into the fight. Lord, we are grateful that we are in the army of God. We are grateful for the power that you've given us. Lord, tell us every day how to fight. Teach us how to fight, when to fight, who to fight. It's not flesh and blood. And we have power over all those powers. Binding, loosing. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for what you've done for us. And we want to be good stewards. We want you to say, well done. He said that we will rule and reign with him. Some people are going to die. Because it's just the fear. It says their hearts will fail them for fear. But we're not supposed to have fear. So let's make it to the end. When that time comes to rule and reign, I hope I see every one of you there. Every one of you. And you'll be fighting the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.